Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A most remarkable and informative speech was given in Palm Beach, Florida last November. The speaker was David Horowitz, a former Marxist agitator who probably better than anyone else is able to analyze and refute the strategy and tactics of the left. Horowitz has made it his mission to challenge the incredible left-wing and Marxist professors who control colleges and universities and impose their radical views on impressionable college students. In this rather sensational speech, David Horowitz described some of the far-out professors who teach that America is the great Satan, that terrorists are really freedom fighters, or that Red China's butcher Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million people, was really a great leader. Horowitz told how college professors regularly teach the class war, which is the main thesis of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The theory of the class war is that most people are oppressed because of race, class, or gender. Horowitz described how he and Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin are physically attacked or threatened when they lecture on college campuses. There's not much hope for a change in the bias of U.S. universities in the near future because the left-wing professors enjoy tenure. That means they cannot be fired. And they control all the hiring committees, so they hire new professors with the same left-wing bias. Horowitz's solution is to demand intellectual diversity in colleges and universities with fairness for conservatives and Christians by promoting an academic bill of rights to be adopted either by university trustees or by student bodies or by state legislatures. The purpose is not to dictate any course of study or ideology, but to demand real academic freedom. It's a very important development that Horowitz has started a national movement. Now, almost every university in the country is discussing his academic Bill of Rights.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, whatever it is, he's against it, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I've known Fred Stokes for quite a few years now. We worked together when Fred was organizing, and he is the founder of OCM, the Organization for Competitive Markets. That's been, how many years ago, Fred?
About eight. Derry,
oh, longer than that, surely.
Let's see.
We went when I came to Mississippi.
That was in 90. I'm sorry. It's been 10 years.
Well, anyway, time flies whether you're having fun or not, so it doesn't make any difference. But anyway, Fred and I have a lot in common. First of all, we're both pretty common. Secondly, we've been around about the same number of years. I'm ahead of Fred on staying married the longest. He's a year behind me there. You will be married 50, is that right, Fred?
50 this month.
This month. Well,
good. A couple
of
weeks.
Good. And now we both think we can change the world. So we've been working at that for quite a while. So you're now with an organization called the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Is that right, Fred?
That's right. I'm still with OCM, which was the organization that really prompted this coalition, but a lot of my time these days is on this trade issue.
You know, I hate to be an I told you so guy, but you know, if you told somebody something, then you need to throw it up to them once in a while and say, I told you so. But I remember way back in those good old days, 10, how many years ago it was, I said, Fred, this thing is bigger than the livestock markets. Well, he said, we're just going to work on livestock markets because this is a thing that we're all interested in. I said, Fred, it is bigger than that. There's a group out there of bankers, the World Bankers, the International Monetary Fund, et cetera. I said, they control this whole thing. And now with the Coalition for a Prosperous America, you have a 12-minute DVD out that explains a lot of what we've been talking about, does it not?
It does indeed, and you are exactly right. And we came to our senses after a while. We expanded the organization from competitive markets to go beyond just beef. We were involved in all of agriculture, but then we've learned that the price farmers get for whatever it is that they produce is not restricted to this country. It's largely dependent on what happens in other parts of the world. So that's why we ventured out into this thing.
And much of it has to do with these, I'd like to use a better adjective, but I'm going to say these idiotic treaties that our government has been forced to sign because the multinational corporations wouldn't get them elected if they didn't do what they were told to do.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt. These global corporations, transnational corporations, whatever you prefer to call them, are writing the agenda for our government these days. I'm sad to say that, but it's obvious to me that our government doesn't work for us. It works for them.
I was looking at on your Coalition for a Prosperous America CPA sheet there. The Coalition for a Prosperous America is working for new trade policies written for all of us, not merely the narrow interest of the few corporate globalist international bankers. And, Fred, you know, we're out here barely making a living. And those corporate globalist international bankers, they've got so much money, I mean, they can just go in there and buy the politicians. They have no problem getting what they wanted. I'm doing an article, or I have done it, for, I think, the November Chronicle. But it has to do with the amount of money that is spent just by the pharmaceutical companies. And they spend about $100 million a year on buying politicians. They spent over $10 million on the last last election, just on the election alone. That's not counting the lobbyists and all the other people that they control. So we can't go out and spend $100 million.
But I'm encouraged. We're making a difference. There's been a wind shift. We hadn't won yet. We're a long way from that. But we're turning the corner on this thing. And at the end of the day, only people can vote. These corporations can't. They can spend their money. But so this whole effort is about informing the people and hopefully inciting them to do something, to come out of their denial and apathy, and let's fire some people and get back on track.
Well, you know, I watched that video a long time ago, and I told Jeff I need to kind of take another look at it so I would be refreshed on what it said. And you talk about the video just points out, but it's very, very well done, and it points out, it's a quick video. What is it, 12-something, 13?
11, a little over 11 minutes.
11 minutes, okay, 11-point-something, 11 to 12 minutes. And anyway, it points out, in not in great detail, but the problems and the deindustrialization of America is one of the main problems that we have. And you know, I've discussed over and over and over on this network that we're losing our middle class of people. And I have some sons that are doing quite well in business, and they can't see it. It looks to me like we're having a situation here of haves and have-nots. And the haves, if it hasn't hit home, if it's not in their backyard, people don't realize what home foreclosures, what all of these other things are really about, do they?
No, they don't. And even those, and I have some kids that they're doing relatively well, but they're so caught up in their own little narrow interest that they're not seeing this reshaping of our country and the world is taking place, and it's scary. And it's the toughest part of this whole job is to get people to pay attention on something for something beyond their narrow selfish interest.
Let's take a break, Fred. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned, visiting now with Fred Stokes. Fred is a founder of OCM, the Organization for Competitive Markets. And now, did the Coalition for Prosperous America, did that spin off of OCM, Fred?
Yes, it did, Derry. We had a board meeting and decided that the global marketplace had everything to do with our markets. We had a big conference in Colorado Springs, invited some people from a broad section of the country, and they decided that we needed to form a coalition and gang up on these guys. And so that's how it all got started.
Is Stumo going, is he also working with the Coalition for Prosperity?
He is indeed.
Okay, he writes some really good stuff. I read his news stories all of the time.
Well, he's got a blog going on this, which is www.tradereform.org for those, and he writes several pieces every day on that. It's good stuff. He's quite a talented guy.
Okay, now back to this industrialization. Thank you. I need all the hip I can get. We've known for a long time that 20 million manufacturing jobs have been lost. And this is what I was arguing with one of my sons about. He said, anybody that wants to work can work. I said, they can. And he said, these people, you know, that bought these higher priced houses shouldn't have purchased such great houses. But when they couldn't see the loss of all this industry when they bought the houses.
Well, and not only the 20 million manufacturing jobs is only the tip of the iceberg. For every manufacturing job, there is at least four support jobs that go with it. And we're breaking up pieces of America and shipping it overseas. We're dismantling this country, And you know, for those who are smug in their situation now, who are doing well, I'm here to tell you that China's on track to replace us as a global superpower, and it ain't going to be fun in a China-dominated world.
Isn't this a China-dominated world today?
Well, certainly the economic aspects of it are, but they're on track to do some military things, and you know what? We're paying for it.
You know, it's so interesting to see how people that aren't involved. We've gone back to this thing, NAMBY, you know, not in my backyard. You don't see it until it hits home, time and time and time again. Now, I don't think there's anybody out there much more conservative than I am. I mean, as far as, you know, I want to do everything myself. I want to be an individual. I don't want the government involved, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. And I was listening to Rush yesterday, and he was talking about the people, those liberals that think we're living in a police state. Well, I think I'm as conservative as they come, and I can see a police state out there. But let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned, visiting today with Fred Stokes. He is, what position do you play with the Coalition for a Prosperous America?
I'm the president of the
president.
They gave me a fancy title and asked me to stay out of the way.
You know what I like about you, Fred? You're honest, you know? You tell it like it is. I tell it like I think it is. But you're very wise. Okay. Let's go back to these corporations again. Have you read Ben Roberts' book on the livestock industry and how it's progressed over the last 100 years?
I'm sorry to say I haven't, Derry. I'm so caught up in this stuff, I don't have much time for reading other than the zillion emails I get every day.
I know that, and I have the same problem. But he goes into detail on how the packers controlled the livestock industry back before the turn of the century, back in the 1800s, and how they kept how they kept everything out, their competition out. It was a Packers that invented the rail car that was refrigerated. And then they dominated that whole thing. They had a monopoly on it. Nobody else could use their rail cars. And they got these laws passed by Congress by going in there and buying Congress. Exactly the same thing they're doing today.
Well, you know, there's so many examples of the government's collusion with these big corporations. For example, Monsanto has cut a deal with the U.S. government where you get a discount, 24% discount on your crop insurance if you use Monsanto seed for your crop.
Yeah, and they even, and if anybody needs help in farming, it's over there in those war-torn Mideastern countries, and now they have got in our government to make these farmers over in some of these Mideastern countries, such as Iraq and some of those areas, they have to use Monsanto seed.
I know it's shameful, and these people are so brazen in this relationship, and we as citizens let it get away with. There was a time when there would have been rioting in the streets for this kind of conduct, and we've just accepted it, and it bothers me.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. You said there was a time when there would have been rioting in the streets. And I think it's in the November Chronicle that's coming out in a month from now. But I have an article in there about our stupid ancestors. You know, they were smarter than we were in that they understood the Constitution, because the Constitution was taught in grade school. The Constitution was discussed on the street corners. They understood Scripture, they understood Constitution, and yet they let the government just get in there and start picking at them. And just like I said, it was over 100 years ago that they allowed Swift and Armour and who were the big four? I can't think real quick on that. But they let them take over the beef industry, or the packing industry, the entire packing industry. That could have all been stopped. My mother didn't have a birth certificate or a driver's license. My father didn't have a birth certificate or a driver's license. They did have a marriage license, but if they had been married a few years sooner, they wouldn't have had a marriage license. Why did we just start accepting licensing cars when we didn't have licenses on horses and buggies? I'm serious about this. They could have stopped a lot of that right off the bat if they had have done it.
Well, it's, you know, the government is supposed to work for the people, not these corporations, and we've let our government get hijacked. But we need to fix it. And now, it's not only our domestic government. We're subordinate to the World Trade Organization, and we don't even have a vote on those guys.
You wait till they get the Law of the Sea Treaty passed or ratified.
Well, I don't know, but this trade thing is trade to me looms out there as something that can scuttle this country if we don't fix it. And that's why I'm involved.
You know, when I first got involved in radio broadcasting, agricultural broadcasting, we were the breadbasket of America.
Right.
I remember very well back during the Eisenhower days. Remember, we wouldn't sell wheat to Russia because they were a communist nation, and this went on. And then we had the PL 480 program where we fed all the nations that we had conquered. Today we import, and I don't know what the percentages are. I think we're lied to about it. But go to the grocery store and try to buy fruit and vegetables that were grown here in the United States. At the big boxes, you can't. I'm talking about Walmart and Kroger and the biggies. All that stuff comes in from other countries.
It does indeed, and you're right. They confuse it. They lie to it. Dr. Keith Collins, who some people have a problem with, but I find that he's always shot straight with me. You ask the right question, you'll get a correct answer. I have an email that I keep on file and guard with my life that says that since 1998, this country, the breadbasket of the world, has been a net food importer. and that the deficiency in food production in this country has grown every year since 98.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, what happens if you get scared half to death twice? Derry Brownfield.
And we're back visiting today with Fred Stokes. And we're talking about the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Fred, we see the problems. And by the way, let's tell our listeners how to get the DVD. We have them here. You can watch it in about 15 minutes. It's we'll put it in your mailbox for $5. It's very well done. Even got a picture of Fred in there. I mean, not a picture. You're actually describing a few things, Freddie, and the people need to know what a handsome gentleman you really are. But anyway, we can put it in your mailbox for $5. For $10, you get the DVD plus... you will be a member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. And what goes along with that? You get the newsletter, probably, email.
Well, we don't have a newsletter yet. You could just get the distinction of being associated with some folks that are trying to make a difference. This would be a non-voting membership. A voting membership's $50 or more. But in any event, we can count them as part of our group and when we go to the Hill and tell the folks there how many people we represent with our point of view. But it's just a gesture of identifying yourself, lending us your name as a part of this effort. And we will eventually have a newsletter. In the meantime, we've got a blog, which you can get electronically at www.tradereform.org. Our website for the organization itself is www.prosperousamerica.org. But we're just appealing to people to give us some help. This is a big problem. It cries out to be addressed, and we're up against some big guns on the other side. This is far from a fair fight, and so if people are in a position to pay $10, get the DVD, and lend us their name as identifying himself part of that, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, so just send $10 to the Coalition for Prosperous America. Just put CPA on there. That's good enough.
And send it to you, and we'll straighten it out later, and we'll see that they're acknowledged.
Right.
For it.
Yeah, we'll forward them on to you. But just send it to CPA, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. Now, Fred, you were talking a while ago, and you said something about since 1998, we've been a net importer of food. And you mentioned, I didn't catch the name of the gentleman you said you trusted.
Dr. Keith Collins, he's the chief economist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He's got a bunch of other economists working for him. And he's always shot straight with me, but I went and asked him a straight-up question about food. Now, this doesn't include number two yellow corn and some of the other things. We're talking about food that's generally consumed by folks. And we've been deficient in food on trade since 1998.
We're talking, you know, the first I heard about it, and I can't remember what year it was, but remember when they found arsenic in, was it cherries or something, that came from Chile?
I seem to recall, but I don't remember.
Well, I thought, what are we doing buying fruit from Chile, you know? And come to find out, way back at that time, a high percentage of our fruits and vegetables are coming from other countries.
Well, and China's absolutely wrapping us up with bad food. I mean, we had 257 rejected cases of food imported from China. This was shipments, a shipment we assume to be at least a 40,000-pound container. And they're only inspecting 1%, for crying out loud. Think of the millions of pounds of bad food that got through without being inspected was consumed. And the video points out the millions of people that are affected by food poisoning a year, many requiring hospitalization and many dying. And yet, We have this food just flooding in here from China, and you know how much of our beef the Chinese are importing with their 1.3 billion?
Practically none.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. And they're saying, you guys had a mad cow over there.
See, of course, I'm a protectionist.
Me
but
too.
I don't think we need to even worry about exporting beef. I mean, my gosh, a third of our meat we're buying now from other countries. Why do we want to export anything?
We're the largest beef importer in the world.
That's right. And then these multinationals, they complain about, oh, boy, we need to. And these farm organizations, I hear them always saying, and I'm talking about the National Cattlemen's Beef Association,
yes.
Farm Bureau. We've got to get this so we can export our beef. We don't need to export our beef. We need to sell it right here at home and quit importing all this junk stuff that comes from these South American countries.
Absolutely. The sad thing is as we speak, the country of origin labeling has been the law of the land since 2002. They have kept it from being implemented for beef because they wouldn't fund the stupid thing. And so we're having this stuff flooding in here, plus the fact that we've had this unbelievably large hamburger recall here very recently, and Cargill refuses to tell the news media whether or not the meat that was their part of this recall contained imported beef or not. I mean, it's a joke, and those of us who produce the best, safest food in the world are not able to identify it in the marketplace.
You know, you mentioned how country of origin labeling has been a law for 5 years, yet it's never been implemented. Here, EPA has been expired for probably 10 years, and they carry it out every day. Did I say EPA? Endangered Species Act, ESA. ESA.
I agree.
But, you know, it's they, meaning the administrations, and it doesn't make any difference, just like I mentioned this Law of the Sea Treaty, that's something that's going to destroy this country if it's ratified. See, you need to look at it a little bit anyway. It's easy to find. Just go to Law of the Sea Treaty, you can get it. But it's going to turn all of the oceans over to the United Nations. And it's also going to take our U.S. water. What do you think United States water is? They've got that. We used to say that the only water that was government water was navigable water. In other words, you had to, if you look up the term navigable, you'll have to be able to take a boat up the doggone thing. Today, in this Law of the Sea Treaty, everything is water. Dry seabeds out in the desert is considered United States water.
This whole notion of globalizing just sends cold chills up and down my spine. It's very naive and ill considered. And you mentioned dairy about trading with the Chinese. I mean, with the communists. We refuse to do business with Cuba because they're communist, and yet the largest wealth transfer in the history of mankind has happened between this country and communist China.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, the communists have even boasted that we are their number one enemy. At the same time, I believe it was Clinton that came up and said, oh, we're their number one trading partner. Can you be a trading partner and an enemy at the same time?
Well, you can, because these companies, they don't have enemies. They just have potential clients. By any measure, and the Pentagon has issued a report. Another thing that people might want to look at is the U.S.-China Commission, which is a government commission that looks at China and its relationship to our country. And they have a report that they've submitted to the Congress that's several hundred pages that ought to scare people. China is, beyond dispute, our greatest potential military adversary. And it's with profits made through trade with us that they're upgrading their military, just in January of this year, they shot a satellite out of the sky 500 miles up with technology that they acquired during the Clinton administration.
I was going to say, Clinton taught them how to do it.
And you know, we're providing them the technology and the money to build a military that's superior to ours. And ultimately, you know, they've got 1.3 billion folks compared to our 300 million.
Let's take another break, Fred. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Fred, you were talking about this Dr. Keith Collins, and for some reason I don't know him. Maybe I've seen his stuff and it didn't ring a bell or anything. But you say you can always trust him. Now, see, I've never trusted the, and you said he's an economist for the USDA. I've never trusted any of their figures.
Well, I trusted him, I'm not completely accurate. I've said that my experience has been when I ask him a straightforward question, I got a straight answer. That's been my experience with him. He's been there a long time. He's worked for Democrats and Republicans, and he knows the political ropes. But he also knows that when you import goods, you export jobs, and the projection for imports is that by 2015, 8 years hence, imports will triple. And there is active plans in the work to build a superhighway from Mexico to Canada that has 10 automobile lanes, a parallel railroad and pipeline to handle this increase in imports that's coming our way.
Now, what do they think, they, meaning the NAFTA superhighway people and Bush and his North American Union, what do they think that we as citizens here in this country are going to use for money to buy all that junk?
You know, they their simple approach to this is that this is good because stuff is cheaper. They fail to explain how when you lose your job, you're going to be able to afford this stuff even if it's somewhat cheaper because you're using cheap labor somewhere else. But the whole thing is preposterous on its face. The sad thing is that many people are oblivious to what's going on or unconcerned or something and haven't engaged in this thing. Anybody who looks around has to conclude that they've got a dog in this fight, and we need them to come on up here and help us.
Buy the DVD. Send $10. You can get it for $5, but the other $5 will get you a membership with the
Coalition for Prosperous America.
Coalition for Prosperous America. So just send the check, cash, or money order to CPA, P.O. Box 79. Centertown, Missouri, 65023. We put it in your mailbox for that. And by the time we get the DVDs and mail them, we'll might make Beth can get maybe 25, 30 cents out of it. I don't know.
Well,
she's good. But we're not worried about that. We're not worried about that at all. You need to get involved. People are always calling up and saying, you know, I'd like to get involved. What can I do? Well, there's one thing you can do. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold eased back Monday on profit-taking as the dollar rose and oil fell in thin Columbus Day trading. Gold closed in New York off $8.70 to $732.60 an ounce. Gold is starting into the most exciting of its long-term bull market, the so-called second and monetary phase. My target by the end of 2008, $1,600 an ounce gold and $45 an ounce silver, says Harry Schultz. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUYCOIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN today.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And we're in the home stretch here now, Fred. We've pretty well laid out the problems. Now, what is www.prosperousamerica.org going to do about these things?
We're going to have to get massive, Derry. I know that the forces on the other side of this thing are not wimps. They have a lot of money, and they buy people. And we've got a problem. This is not a fair fight by any means. It's late in the day. I believe that we've got to make our move this election cycle. There's legislation pending in the Congress right now called Hunter Ryan, or Ryan Hunter, depending on where you're at. But in any event, it has to do with fixing the disparity in currency exchange rates between the dollar and the Chinese currency, the Chinese yuan. They have a 40% distortion in their currency. It's killing us. So one of the things that we can do is to encourage the people on Capitol Hill, our senators and representatives, to get behind this legislation and force the Chinese to revalue their currency and get it in line with ours so that this thing is fair. That's just one of the aspects. But you can't abide a 40% distortion in currency, and that's what we've got.
And, you know, all that goes back to when we actually had a gold-backed currency. If we'd have stayed with that, none of this could have happened.
Now we've got electronic money.
We don't even have money. I don't know what... You know, if you write the Department of Treasury and ask them to define a dollar, they can't do it. I'm serious. They cannot do it. See, a dollar used to be defined as, and I can't remember, but so many grams of silver.
Yeah.
And it's not anymore. It has no value whatsoever except what someone is willing to think that it's worth.
I agree. But and I'm certainly, I'm just a poor old redneck Mississippi country boy, and I'm in over my head in this thing. But I'm smart enough to know that there's a very big problem that's going to affect my grandkids. And if we don't fix it, our grandkids are going to say bad things about our generation. So we need to come together in mass. We can disagree on a whole host of things, but surely we agree that this thing ought to be fixed and not condemn our grandkids and their kids to a future that's far less than the one we had.
You know, I don't think... I'm not so concerned about grandkids as I am, hey, this is happening so fast.
It is.
That it's going to happen in our lifetime. I cannot see it waiting 50 years or longer. They've waited a long time to get this country into the position it's in. You go all the way back to 1913 with Woodrow Wilson and the way they shenanigan to get the Federal Reserve to take over the money system. And you know, this thing's been in the works for a long, long time, but it's snowballing now.
Absolutely. Yep, but I'm encouraged. This coalition is coming together very fast. We've got OCM, RCAF USA, various farmers union state organizations, and even some county farm bureau organizations, many manufacturing groups and corporations. There are people that are sort of America First type folks that see this as a big problem, and it's coming together. It's playing. People are responding, but it's going to take a mammoth effort to turn it around, and we're pleading with people to come give us some help here, and let's get it done.
Yeah, send $10, get the DVD, and you will become a member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Fred, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the show. We have used up the entire hour, and I'm just going to let Roy and Dale sing Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.